Hadig Shmaka Maisa, a nice story, a quick story, made a big impact on me. Said there was a Rav in America, and he was presented with a very difficult Aguna Shaila. And it was very complicated, and such a Shaila he gave to the God Ladur. So he called up Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he said to Rav Moshe, he gave him the Shaila. So Rav Moshe said, look, it's very complicated, give me a few days to think about it. And call me back in a few days. So it was Purim time. It was Adar Purim time. So a few days later, he calls Rav Moshe back, and Rav Moshe says, look, I learned the Sugya. I tried, I couldn't find any heta. I'm very sorry. But Rav Moshe said to him, do me a favor, call me back in the beginning of Elul. Say that, so he waits till Elul, and he calls back at the beginning of Elul. And the same thing, Rav Moshe says, it's complicated, I need a few days. And after a few days, Rav Moshe called back, he said, look, I'm sorry, I tried again, I didn't find any heta. But Rav Moshe says, please call me back, Aseres Mei Tshuva. So again, same thing happens, and he calls back, Rav Moshe says, I need a few days, and again, Rav Moshe says, I couldn't find any heta. He says, Motzi Yom Kippur, this Rav gets a phone call. Mamish Motzi Yom Kippur, it's Moshe Feinstein on the phone. Moshe says, I learned the sugya again, I found the heta, she can get married. So he said, when did Moshe learn the sugya? So he said, just before Ne'ilah, there's a few minutes spare, there's a little break. I learned the sugya again in that few minutes, and I found the heta, so she can get married. So he said, the point he was trying to bring out from the story was, that Moshe understood that the learning of the rest of the year doesn't compare to the learning of Elul. Learning of Elul is special. So the learning of Aseres Mei Tshuva is even more than the learning of Elul. So the learning of Mamish on Yom Kippur itself or Funila, that's the Maisa. So he told me Shin Chafalov, right? Shin Chafalov, that's a... Shin Chafalov, yeah. Shin Chafalov. Oh. Dine Tolish for Shabbos. Oh, to take things away from there, to cut away from their source. Vadine Teichen, grinding things. Vadine Tikune Machel, preparing foods. Zayim Ma'abud V'losh, working on things, threshing things. Boyutes even. So the first Sif Aleph, Chavilei Peor Ezev V'Kironis. Bundles, the Ramah says, Pirush Mini Esev. Types of grass. You have bundles of types of herbs and grass. So it depends. It says Mechaba as follows. Hichnison Le'itzim Ein Mestapkin Mien. If you brought them in for firewood, then you mustn't use them on Shabbos. Obey Hichnison Le'michel Behema, then it's Mutter. And what you can do is koitim va'ichol beyad. You can cut it with your hands, avolei bekli, not with a cutting utensil, not with a knife. Or moilol barashi et spesav. And you can take out from these herbs those little seeds inside that they would take out. They would extract the seeds from the grass, from the herbs. You're allowed to do that with your fingertips. So just to that's what he says. Just to give an introduction, the Mishnah Berurah explains. He says that we're talking about types of grass. And they've got two main purposes. One main purpose is as animal food. People give it to the animals for food. The second main purpose is for firewood. People take this, they dry it out, and they use it as firewood to get fire going. Those are the two main purposes, animal food or firewood. It can also be eaten as people food as well. That's not usually done, but it can be eaten by people as well. So therefore, that's why the Mechaber starts off saying that we go, it depends, we go, we look... on Shabbos, whether it's mutter to move it, whether it's muksa or not, it depends on what the person's kavana was, what he had in mind. If the person, had set it aside and he'd brought it into his house for burning purposes, to dry them out and to use it for fuel for a fire, then the halacha is it's muksa, because obviously firewood, you can't make a fire on Shabbos, it's going to be muksa. However, if the reason why you brought it into your house was in order to give it to your animals to eat, so then obviously it won't be muksa, because now that it's got a purpose, now that its purpose is being set aside for animal food, the halacha is that something which is animal food is mutter. You're allowed to move it, you're allowed to be metaltel it. There's no problem of muksa. That's the first half of this halacha. It's a muksa dika halacha. Whether these grass have a problem of muksa, it depends on what your kavana was. The Mishnah Berurah says as well, what happens if a person, he didn't have any specific intention, if he specifically had in mind that it's for firewood, then it's muksa. If he specifically had in mind that it's going to be for animal food, it's okay. What happens if he didn't have anything in mind? So the Mishnah Berurah says, stomach, it's okay. Stomach, it's for Michael Behema, it's animal food, and you're allowed to go move it. This is because we go after the Minig HaMokum, the Mishnah Berurah explains. We go after the Minig, if the fact is the Minig HaMokum was that most people use it for animal food, so even though you didn't have any specific kavana, but we go after the minigam okam mitzvah animal foods, right? We do find elsewhere, a bit early on, by bundles of wood and bundles of hay, where there also it's a similar locha. It's got two main purposes, and there we say that stoma, it's for asoka, stoma, it's for burning. So then stoma would be muksa, because here we're talking about grass, there we're talking about hay, everything is different depending on the minig of the mokum, what the place do. Oh, another I saw, the Dirish should bring interesting ara. They say if the person brought these grass for firewood, right? So he's got these bundles of grass and he brought it into his house to dry them out to use as firewood. So the Mechaber says it's muksa. So the Dirshu asked, they bring a Mishnah Berurah, that why is it not a klisha melechta le'issa? Because firewood, what's it used for? It's meant for making a fire. Fine. So its purpose is for something which is also on Shabbos. But it should be no worse than a klisha melechta le'issa. And a klisha melechta le'issa, we know, you're allowed to move it, letzarech gufa, if you need it, or letzarech mekoyme, if it's in your way. Right? There are cases where you're allowed to move a klisha melechta le'issa. So why here is the eitzim any worse? So the Dirshu explained that the reason is because a kli shemelech telisa means it's a kli. The definition of a kli is something which you can use and use again. Wood, firewood, once you've used it, that's it, it's finished, it's burnt, you can't use it again. That's why firewood doesn't have it's not included in a kli shemelech telisa. Something which you use once and then that's it, it's finished, that's not called a kli shemelech telisa. The Seder. Oh, that's the first part of the halacha. The second part of the halacha is not about muksa, it's about uvda d'chol, other types of isurim. The second part of the Mechaber says that koytim va'uchul biyad. Somebody, let's say, so he's got his bundles of grass, and he had in mind that he's going to use it now for animal food. Fine, so he brings it to his house on Erev Shabbos for animal food. So now we say it's not muksa. You're allowed to move it around on Shabbos. So what happens if now the person decides on Shabbos, you know what, he's hungry, he wants to eat it himself. So we say he's allowed to eat it. It's not muksa. You're allowed to go and eat it yourself. However, before, you can't just eat it, you have to cut it up, right? You have to prepare it for food, right? So the question is, how do you prepare it? That's the second part of this halacha, is talking about how do you prepare this food. You have to prepare this food with a shinu. So one shinu is, koytim va'uchol biyad avaloi bekli. When you're cutting up this grass, you can't do it with a knife. You can't cut up with a knife or with scissors, a normal thing to cut up, which you usually use to cut things up. It has to be done with a shinu. Why? Because otherwise it shouldn't be like an uvda d'chol. It shouldn't be like if you cut up the normal way they're used to cutting it up, it's too similar to something which you do not on Shabbos during the week. And that's why Chazal said, so you can cut it up, that's okay, but to do it with your hands, should be at least done with a shinu. It shouldn't be an uvda d'chol, and it shouldn't come to be over other surim of grinding. It's better to do it with a shinu. That's that. And then also the Mechaber says, umoylo b'roshe etzba'isav. If you want to, moylol means, Mishnah Berurah says, moylol means to, we said that these, we're talking about like, these grass apparently have like little seeds inside, right? And you want to, if you want to extract the seeds from the grass, a bit like kernels from the ears of wheat, if you want to extract the kernels, so here's what you're trying to extract, like little edible seeds from these types of grass, so that you can do with your fingertips. Meaning you mustn't do it with a kli, right? You mustn't do it with some extracting device, and you mustn't do it with your whole hand. You can only do it with your fingertips, because that's what you call a shinu. If you do it with your fingertips, that's what's called a shinu. Oh, so just to expand on this point a bit of a moilo to brush it, space of to extract it with your fingertips. So over here the Mechaber is not marach on it. However, in two simanim early in Shin Yud Tes, that's where the Mechaber talks a bit more about moilol, about extracting something. So there the Mechaber says, even Rashi Etz Ba'isav is not enough. It's not even enough to do it with your fingertips. There's another condition as well. You can only do a little quantity at one time. You can't do a large quantity. You can only do a little quantity. Meaning, if you want to extract these seeds from this grass, you can do it with your fingertips, but a small quantity. Not too much. Well, I'm not sure exactly what's considered a lot and a little. Probably it means what you're going to need now for the next few hours or what you're going to need for Shabbos. But you can't start doing a lot, large quantities to store away. Oh, that's what the Mechaber says in Shin Yud Tes. You should do it with your fingertips and a little bit. James. So Mishnah brings other examples as well of where this halacha would apply of moilol. Other examples are number one, by this case, these types of grass. Number two, we said, is by kernels of wheat, where you want to extract the kernels from the wrapping, from the E. And another example they bring is peas in a pod, for example, if you want to extract peas from a pod. So that's, again, that will be the same problem. And if you want to do that on Shabbos, you should only do that with your fingertips and only a little bit at a time. You mustn't do a large quantity at a time. Also, beans from a pod, also, that's the same halacha applies, that you can do also with a shinu, and little bits at a time. L'maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah asks an interesting kasha. The Mishnah Berurah says, over there in Shin Yud Tes, he asks a kasha, he says, the minhag ha'olam is people aren't makbid on this, he says. L'maaseh, when he says people open up the beans in the pod and the peas in the pod, he said they just open up normally. So he said, he's bothered why people aren't makbid to do it with their fingertips and little bits at a time. Why is it different to this halacha? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, he says a klal. He says the only problem is, he says the whole problem to extract is because to extract something from its case is a problem of dosh, of disha. In the Mishkan they would extract the seeds to make dye, they would extract it from its case. So that's a problem of dosh. He says that's only if when the outer case is not edible. Says so you've got a little seed and it's surrounded by, let's say, a pod, which is usually not edible. That's when you have a problem of to extract things, and that's when you have to start coming with a shinu or a little bit. But he says that the people that they open up the pods with their hands and they're not makbid to do with a shinu or a little bit. That's because these people do it. We're talking about pods which are edible, which people can eat. So therefore, dosh doesn't apply at all, right? If the case that's holding it is edible, then dosh doesn't apply at all. Then you can do whatever you want. You can do normal and a lot. That's not a problem at all. That's one important cloud to remember. That this whole problem of this whole halacha that if you want to be meilal, if you want to extract, it has to be done with a shinu, with your fingertips, a little bit. Is only in a case where the case is where it is not edible. However, when the case is edible, then you don't have this problem. The Ramah over there in Shin Yud Tes, he says, Yesh Machmirin, he brings down Yesh Machmirin, he says that even in a case, people that the Ar Machmirin, the Ar Shit is a whole, you mustn't even do with a Shinu and you mustn't even do it Ma'at. Meaning, Ramah says there's no such heta. In a case, we're talking about when the case is not edible, right? Then let's say in our halacha here, Shin Chof Aleph, where you got these types of grass with the seeds inside, and you want to extract the seeds from the inedible grass. So the Mechaber says you can do it with your fingertips in little quantities of time. The Ramah says that there are shittas who are machmeh, and they say you shouldn't do it at all because it's too similar to dosh. The Maisa, at the end of the day, you are extracting something from its case, and even though you're doing it with quite a shinu, the Maisa is going to be osa. That's the shitta. That's what the Ramah brings down. So I saw an interesting in a Falk sefer. So he asked, he's got an interesting question. It's clear. So that's clear that let's say if you have a pistachio nut, to open the pistachio nut, to open the case is fine. Or if you want to have a banana on Shabbos, you'd have to peel the banana or an orange, and you don't eat the banana peel. So you can't say that it's not a problem to extract the banana from the peel because the peel is edible, because it's not edible, the peel, right, and the orange as well. So why is that not a problem of dosh? There's a melacha of dosh, which we're discussing over here, and sometimes Chazal allowed one to do dosh if it's done with the shinu, if it's done with little quantities at a time. But why in a normal case, if you want to have a banana or an orange, why is that allowed on Shabbos? So he brings there three svaras why that shouldn't be b'chalal dosh, why that's not included in the dosh. Three poskim he brings, and we'll go through each one. Three very interesting svaras. The first svara he says is that dosh, the definition of dosh, is when you have, let's say, wheat, and you've got something surrounding it, the kernel and the case surrounding it. He says you're trying to extract the wheat, the kernel, from the case surrounding it. How are you doing it? You're squeezing out the kernel. By applying pressure to the kernel inside, you're squeezing it out of its case. It's jumping out of its case. That's what is considered dosh. When you're applying pressure, for example, he says to milk a cow is dosh, because there again you're squeezing it and you're pushing the inside out. That's how you're applying, by applying pressure to the thing which is inside. That's how it's coming out. That's a problem of dosh. No, because that's only dasher only applies when it's makom geduloi. When that's where it's that's where its natural source. Ketchup is not its natural source. It doesn't grow in the plastic bottle, despite what people think. that's clear enough. He says here. So that's when you're squeezing out the inside. That's when you have a problem of dosh. However, he says, for example, if you have a banana or an orange, so you're not squeezing; you're just peeling off. He says that's not dosh at all. There, that's why it's fine to open up nuts, different types of nuts, and bananas and oranges, all these type of things. There's no dosh. There's no problem of extracting the thing which is inside from its case, because you're just peeling off the outer layer. Peeling off the outer layer, that's not a problem of dosh. That's one svar. I think he brings it from the Chatam Sofer. The second svar he brings to explain why there's no problem of dosh, he says what's dosh? He says dosh is done. Dosh is when it's done in large quantities, extremely large quantities, in order to be stored away. So for example, the kernels of wheat, right? You don't do one kernel at a time. You do thousands and thousands and thousands, right? Mamish, loads, kilos, right? And then you store it away, and it lasts for a few months, and then you wait till the next year. So when you do it in that such a way, or he says squeezing olives, for example, or squeezing grapes, there's also a problem of extracting the juice. He says also, you squeeze in large amounts, and you store it away, and you use it gradually over time. So that's when there's a problem of dosh. Because in such a case, we look at the extracting process as like a part of the stage of the pre. That's part of its development. Part of its development is it grows on the tree, and then you cut off the tree, and then you extract it, you take out the inside from its case, and you store it, and then that's all part of the development. It's a stage of the development of the pre when it's done in a way where you're doing large quantities in one time and you're storing it away.
That'd be a problem anyway, because you'll be sort of preparing for after shots. If you're preparing such a large quantity anyway that you're not going to have, you only have a small part, a little bit of it on Shabbos. If you're going to be preparing for a whole week,
as he's saying, if he's doing it,
So
here we say maybe the vault is that if you take one kernel of wheat and you take out just one kernel, that's already dosh, because a kernel of wheat is something that is usually done in such a way. Usually, when by kernels of wheat, you do it in large quantities and you store away. So therefore, that's something where dosh would apply, even if you're just doing a little bit. Okay. Perhaps that's how
you
say.
The pod, then you don't store that away.
But the pod's edible.
Oh, so
no,
let's think peas in a pod.
No, the green stuff.
Because you could have snap pea, you'd have peas in
sugar scats. Yeah, that's different.
It's
more edible than a banana skin or an orange pea.
Do you have anything?
In Rafalk Sefer, he actually says that peas in a pod, you do it in large quantities to store away. That's what he says. Yeah. It's very, I guess, case sensitive. Different places and different. So he says, whereas a banana and orange are just nuts. So you don't peel a banana as do loads in one go and you store it away. It's not part of the development of the fruit. The fruit's finished. Now you want to eat it, so you can't eat it with the peel. You take off the peel and you eat it. But it's not part of, it's not like a stage of the fruit. He says that dosh is dafka is only where it's like a stage. It's a whole process. It's done in lots and in one go. And to be stored away when it's just done, it's just a one-off, just before you eat it, you peel it. So that's not called dosh. That's not included in threshing. That's why bananas and oranges are all okay. He says, an nafka minna, interesting nafka minna between these two pshatim, between the two svaris. He says, what about if somebody wants to, some people, you take a grapefruit, you cut it in half, and then you scoop out the inside. He said, Lefidah's first svara, that dosh is, the problem of dosh is when you squeeze the inside out, says then you shouldn't be able to eat a grapefruit like that, because
you're squeeze the lychee out as well, the same way.
Yeah, that's what they do, yeah. Well, you don't peel off the...
Yeah, you squeeze it usually.
Yeah.
Because of the way that the fruit is encased by the...
No, you cut it with a knife, don't you?
No, you squeeze them out and they pop out.
I did actually the other week, and they told me just cut it with a knife. The shell, and then it comes out. Well, pluck it out.
Yeah, you're not doing it properly.
The good lychees come out straight away.
So the first four, the grape would be a problem.
Yeah, he said the grape would be a problem. The second four won't be a problem because you don't do it in a way of large quantities and storing away. That's his nafka minna. Then he brings a third four as well to explain why there shouldn't be dosh by things like bananas and nuts. He says because dosh, he says, is when it's the you have a case protecting what's inside, and once the growth, all the case does, it just helps the inside grow, right? It's only there for to protect it while it's growing. But once the kernel is fully grown, he says, you don't even need the case anymore. That's it. That's why they can take it out and store it away, because once it's fully grown, it's finished, it's developed properly, then it doesn't need the case anymore. He said, on the contrary, it could be bad because the case can just make it rotten. The case will go rotten, it'll make the inside rotten. He says, it doesn't need the case anymore. However, he said, that's when it's dosh. Dosh is when something like all these kinds of milk and a cow and all these things, olives and grapes, when you squeeze out the juice, they don't really need anymore the case anymore. So that's when dosh applies.
So it's like a persona element. Whereas the casing of an orange or a banana would is not so because it would rot.
Right. He says that needs a case. The case is there to protect it, to shouldn't get bruised, it shouldn't get damaged. He says that's even after it's finished growing, it always needs that case. Once you take out banana from his thing, that's it, it's finished within 5 minutes. Always needs, he says that's why there's no dosh by such things, nuts as well. And
you'd have to crack a walnut in Shabbos then and take the walnut out of the shell. You're cracking it, or you'd have to do that. That's the first thing. And then once you've cracked it, can you take the walnut out?
So the example we're talking about now, they're talking about walnuts. This is one of the examples they give. Walnuts, to crack it is okay for these three reasons.
So can you, what were the first two again?
The first two was that you're squeezing the inside out. They don't do it by walnut. The second one was that it's done in large quantities and
but
stored away.
Crack it with a cracker. Can you do that on chop? Can actually crack the shell?
That's a different problem, maybe.
Viruses.
I don't know. Don't see why not. You're destroying. You know, is that not mekalkel? If you just destroy the outer thing, maybe it's mekalkel. I don't know. Perhaps there's a difference. But as far as dosh is concerned, they say it's fine. Those are the three. Yeah. So again, he's squeezing the inside out, and the second one is large quantities to be stored away, and the third one is. What's the third one where it's done where the peel is no longer needed, right? Fruit, the peel is needed. So that's why there's no dosh. So let's see what we'll think. So one more thing. So then they also by nuts as well. They speak out as well that there's three stages by the nuts. He said that. If you watch a walnut growing or an almond, he said apparently whilst it's growing, there's like a green layer that forms around it. And as soon as it's fully grown, that layer just cracks off by itself. So we never see that because that's already all happens on the tree before it comes anywhere near us. So that's one part. And he says, and then you have the actual case of the nut, like a pistachio or walnut. And then he said, then you have like peanuts where you have like a thin clipper, thin peel on the actual peanut. You know what I mean? And you have very often nuts. You have like a red skin. Yeah. So he says that the.
You can eat that though, the skin, I think.
Yeah, but do people eat it? Yeah. So he says those two, the two latter ones, says are for sure fine, based on these reasons. The two latter ones are about the cracking the actual nut and the little peel. He says that's for sure fine. You have no problems of dosh. He says the first one, if you ever happen to have a nut which has still got its green casing on from the tree, he says that's more of a problem because that doesn't fit into these three svaras. You crack them open in large quantities, and then it just comes out. It pops out by itself. And that's also, he says, it's. He says that's. You know, it doesn't need the case to protect it. It just falls off. He says that's more of a problem of dosh. And if it's probably it's not so negeah. The three stages of the shell, like a pistachio's got a shell, or a walnut's got a shell, right? Just the shell. So that's fine based on the three reasons we gave. That's. Let's say, yeah, I think so.
It's on the table. You wouldn't be able to clear it off?
How do you clear it off? Yeah, that's a different.
I've always wondered what you do after you.
How do you clean it off, yeah? I think what I do is one side it's best to put it just on a plate, just put the shell on a plate, and then you pick up the plate and put it in the bin. then you're not touching it directly, you're touching it through a plate. That's why I once remember hearing, that's what I try and do. Well, I can't, I don't take a chalice. Yeah. So do you have more time? I can't see the clock properly. What about? 2 minutes. Fine. So just to make a summary, so basically we're coming out of the summary as we said, when, as far as dosha is concerned, if the casing is edible, then you don't have any problems with dosha at all. That's why the peas in the pod, usually the case is okay. So there's no, you can extract the peas from the pod, there's no problem of dosh. We said things like peeling fruits, bananas, oranges, and taking off the shells of nuts. Also, we said that's fine as well for a different reason. Even though the peel, the case is not edible for three other reasons, it's not done in a way of dosh. We said that things which are a problem of dosh, for example, let's say one wants to extract some seeds from these types of grasses. So he says then it has to be done. There's a heter to do it in a way with one's fingertips, and if you do little quantities at a time, then it's okay, because since it's such an extreme difference to the way you usually do it, you're only doing little quantities and you're doing it with such a difference with your fingertips, then it's okay. Oh, yeah, we'll just make a quick sound on the next halacha, just to. Halacha basically says, "Ein oisin mei melech harbe biyachad losseis l'seichak voshim mishum de domi le'ibut." See, basically, he's talking about making a solution of salt water, mixing water and salt. He says the problem of making that solution is because salt water is usually used to pickle things, right? To preserve things and to pickle things. And therefore, pickling on Shabbos is not allowed. Because why is it not allowed? Because it's domi le'ibud. There's one of the melachos in the Mishkan was that when you work on the skin, on the hide of the animal, and how do you work on it? You salt it in order to preserve it. So here, when one is taking his, if one makes a salt water solution, it looks like he's going to use it to preserve vegetables. And that's preserving vegetables, one may get mixed up and think, if you can preserve vegetables, you can also preserve skins of animals. And that's also in Atira. So that's why Chazal said, you mustn't even go so far to even make the water solution, the salt water solution. We'll carry on. It's not really a tolda because, it's not, Mishabura says, Ibud, working on skins, it doesn't apply to Eichlin. It doesn't really apply to foods, Minatari. So Minatari, you're fine. Minatari, we're here. You're pickling vegetables. It's for sure not Ibud, it's not even a tolda. It's Jarabonon, they said, because it's similar. It's like you're pickling vegetables, is like somewhat similar to working on the hide. So that's why Chazal were worried. Say that we'll carry on with that.